Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way it's supposed to be. I need you to be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. The way you do that is you get informed. Once you get informed, then engage. Please, please, please do not engage until you have a clue. Everybody with me? Everybody understanding? No, probably not. All right. Doesn't matter. Anyway, always appreciate your time with me. You know, I have a special guest with me today, and I'm so excited to have him with me. I really am, because we've been talking about this off and on for a long period of time, forever and ever and ever. And, you know, I don't have experience in this field, I'm glad to say, but some have, or in this area, I should say. And, you know, again, some of you think that when I talk about this situation, that in reality, I don't know if you think I'm being mean. Some of you do. Some of you think I'm being hurtful. But the reality is, there's only male and female people. That's it. And with the damage that we're doing to our kids in school, when it comes to this whole transgender movement, if you would, it's just horrendous. How we're treating our kids, we think that appeasing them, quote-unquote affirming them, it's going to fix everything. It's not. It doesn't work that way. But again, as I said, I don't have experience in that area. Walt Heyer joins me, and Walt, God's been on and off the show for years. We've been on the air for, I think, 13 years, maybe 14, and Walt was among my first guests. He identifies as a transgender woman for 8 years. Now he has a passion to help others who regret the gender change, and that's happening more and more and more and at greater numbers. Walt, thanks for being with me. So much appreciate your time with me.
Yes, like coming back to an old friend, you know, I appreciate being on. I guess it was 14, 15 years ago, and I was on several times. I always enjoyed being on with you because you allowed me just to tell the truth. I'm not a flamethrower. I'm not a hand grenade thrower. I just tell the truth, and people can take it for what it's worth.
So
you know, the thing is, I'm going to be speaking, but I've been working with thousands of people, so I really don't want people to think, hey, this is just one guy, because what you're listening to tonight comes from my experience in working with thousands of people who've been through this so-called surgical and hormonal procedure. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, and I want you to give a quick background as to how you got involved. And your life story.
Yeah. Well, I started cross-dressing at 4 years old. And that was in 1944. And when I continued to cross-dress, and then there was a person named Christine Jorgensen that made the news, I think in 1954, and they called him a transsexual. They said it was the first Marine, soldier, whoever he was, that had had a sex change. And so I thought that's what I was struggling with. I thought that was the whole problem. And it went on, you know, there was nobody out there, you know, this was 1954, 55, I started in 44, so nobody was talking about these things, so I internalized it, and I began to learn about it. I started meeting with people in the community, probably in my early 20s. I got married, I had children, and I struggled with this, the issues that confused me about who I was for many, many years, and I finally went to a gender therapist in San Francisco in 1980, and he told me that I had gender dysphoria and that I needed hormones and surgery, and that, you know, this is, would end the suffering. And of course, I thought it was kind of, that seemed pretty radical to me, and I'd heard about it because I knew about Christine Jorgensen, but I thought, gee whiz, okay, so what's the process? Well, you get on hormones, then they required you to be on them for 2 years. And so I was on them for 2 years, divorced my wife in 1982, early 83. I had by then used hormones for at least 2 years, did all the protocols, had surgery. Would you believe it, Joe? 40 years ago next month, April of 1983. So we're celebrating a 40-year anniversary of the genital mutilation of my body because it was totally unnecessary. And here's the thing, that, you know, after living and identifying as Laura Jensen, I had good jobs. I worked for the federal government, the FDIC, and banking. I was on the mahogany row level of the banking. I worked at the Postal Service. And when I began to study psychology, because I was going to become a psychologist, I started studying psychology and reading about stories. And the very first story that I read when I was studying this was a term that I'd never heard before called separation anxiety. And it was a story about a young boy whose mother had passed away, and he began cross-dressing. And they said he was cross-dressing as a female in an effort to keep his mother alive. So he took on his mother's...
Well, hang tight for a second. We're going to go for a break. We'll be back in a second. We're going to pick up right there. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate your time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting me, tweeting me, and just being involved. I want to get right back to my guest because I don't want to waste any time with him tonight. Walt Heyer joins me, and Walt has had many years in the transgender world. And, you know, it's one of my beefs all the time around here. Today we've gotten to the point where these young kids are being told after, in most cases, and I'll let him speak to this, in most cases, less than an hour's worth of consulting, or less than an hour with an actual therapist, and they're moved into the transgender world. They're given their papers, if you would. They're given permission. They're given hormone blockers, and it's just, I don't have a degree in anything, but to think that a psychological issue could be taken care of in less than an hour, when some people are in therapy for years for their issues, it's just ridiculous. Just nuts at any level. And, Walt, like I said, you're a smarter man than I. You've been through it. You understand. You were explaining to us how you got into it. Why don't you finish that up, and then we'll get into what's going on today.
Yeah, so, like I said, it was 40 years ago in April when I had my so-called fake gender surgery. They say they change your gender. They don't. So just understand that. That was 40 years ago, and then I started studying psychology, and I started realizing that many of these people have things that bothered them during their childhood that they never got resolved, and changing their identity, their persona, looked like the new shining light that was going to save their life. And so I went through that. I went, and the guy told me I needed hormones and surgery, and then I lived and identified as Laura Jensen for 8 years. And then I challenged the doctor. I said, really? I said, hormones and surgery after 8 years? And I took him to California Superior Court in San Mateo, California, and asked him to give an affidavit testifying that your surgical procedures and your hormonal procedures and all those things you do by changing somebody's genitalia actually changes them from a male to a female. So they wrote this affidavit, both the guy who approved me for surgery and the surgeon who did the surgery, and on record, in 1990, California Superior Court, San Mateo, and he admits the only thing that hormones and surgery does is it affects the reproductive organs so that you cannot produce children. You become neutered. Nobody's ever changed anybody's gender. It's never happened. But you cannot do it because the sperm and the egg, when it comes together 9 months before you're born, there's nothing that can undo that. It's biological. So what we're really doing, what he really did to me and what they do to other people is you use hormones and surgery to feminize a man or masculinize a woman. There is no, according to the doctor, this doctor performed 5,000 of these surgeries, admitting that the only thing it did was neuter you. That was the word that he presented in court on a document and said no gender change takes place. That's the doctor. So I used that to get my birth certificate restored to male and Walt Harrigan. So now we've started a website. I've been married now for 25 and a half years to a lovely lady who graduated from Berkeley. And she's real good at building websites. I have a website, sexchangeregret.com. And now I've worked with thousands of regretters and detransitioners who call me or write me or send me an email and have for over 13 years. And I've got over 10,000 emails in my inbox. Sex Change Regret as a website has gotten over 2 million views. There's another regret detransitioner website called r/ forgot what it is. Anyway, they got 45,000 people who regret and are detransitioning. And so, Reddit. It's r/Reddit. And so the point I'm trying to make here is that this is only a temporary thing that they go through. You know, in the UK, they've already stopped doing this to children. Finland stopped doing it to children. France has stopped doing it to children. The Netherlands, and several other places have stopped doing it. Now, many states in the United States have stopped this procedure, and there's one state now going to where you can't have hormones and surgery until you're 25. And the reason is because it's so destructive. And what it does to the children is a boy will never be able to produce sperm, and a girl will never be able to give birth to a baby. So they can't become mothers and fathers unless they adopt a child. But they'll never be able to foster children. And so the only thing that's affected is their outside appearance and their reproductive ability to produce children. Now, when you look at that, and when I look at it and have gone through it, I call it Frankenstein insanity. No one has ever changed their gender with hormones and surgery. The only thing you do is destroy your ability to produce children or bring a birth if you're a girl or produce sperm. Now, give that some thought, because when we boil it down, there are no transgenders. That terminology is just out there to make you think that the hormones and surgery transition you. So the point is, no one's ever transitioned. Now, I've worked with thousands, including as low as 11 years old to 74 years old, and in working with the people, in every single case, I have never found one legitimate case of gender dysphoria. That is another fake thing. What gender dysphoria actually is the proper terminology is generalized dysphoria, because the issues that they're struggling with have nothing to do with gender. And there's a term, and I wrote an article about it, called adverse childhood experiences. That's one of the three key components, adverse childhood experience. The second one is the internet. Kids get on there, and today it's a fad. They can actually make money by cross-dressing and getting on TikTok and monetize it. They get on anime, or they look at transgender porn sites. They get in group chat rooms. That's the number two influencer in driving this. And so you got adverse childhood experiences driving it. You've got the internet driving it. And then you've got what I call the social contagion part, where kids, just like there was the goth days many years ago, kids dressed up all in black and had the chains and everything, kids like to join groups. The problem is, goth was not harmful to the children. This is very destructive, very harmful.
Well, hang tight. Got to go for another commercial, but I want to finish up. I want to go back to that, because I talked about the goth group on a regular basis. Joe Messina, your host. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Walt Heyer right after the break.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said today that a Republican plan to offer assistance to Israel is bound to fail in the Senate, citing what he called partisan poison pills within the bill.
Israel has suffered the worst terrorist attack in its history. It needs help. But House Republicans are asking a price for helping them by cutting off funding that holds rich tax cheats accountable. That ain't happening, House.
Approximately 5,000 migrants from Central and South America are moving northward through Mexico, headed for the southern border. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says caravans are a recurring situation, but they won't be allowed in if they make it.
89 to 90% of them don't have a right to get asylum. They're coming in because of economic reasons, or they want to join their family.
This caravan marks the largest since June of the previous year. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendo-Vite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendo-Vite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendo-Vite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendo-Vite is all natural. Extendo-Vite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendo-Vite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo-Vite.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. Let me get back to our guests. Walt Heyer's with me, and, you know, again, Walt, I mean, I had him on a show like 15 years ago, 13 years ago, whatever it was. He was kind of like my, I was hearing about this thing going on. I was hearing about how transgenderism wasn't rocketing out there, but it was becoming more and more popular. More and more kids were talking about it. But in the interim, just before COVID or during COVID, it seems to have skyrocketed among young people. But nobody's telling the real stories. I see these stories about these kids now that are detransitioning, looking to detransition, and you know, nobody told them they wouldn't be able to have kids. Nobody told them they wouldn't be able to go back. Nobody told them truly what the hormone blockers, and they're lying to them about the hormone blockers, telling them you can stop them at every time and everything goes back to normal. Well, that doesn't make any sense. So, Walt, finish up on your counseling thing.
Yeah, so
I want to know, how many kids you're counseling, how many people you're counseling, and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I've actually counseled thousands now, and I've worked with young people, 11, 12, 14, 15, whatever, through the parents. I don't actually talk to the child. I always work through the parent. But the puberty blockers, as an example, causes you to not grow properly. I mean, there's a developmental process that's natural. And if the hormone blockers cause liver damage, they cause psychological and emotional damage, it damages your skeletal bones because they start thinning. You have infertility, osteoporosis, cardiovascular disease, brain swelling, visions. You have difficulty with visions. FDA put that out in 2022. Going through, if you don't do hormone blockers, don't do any of the hormones, what you're doing is allowing the child to grow through and develop a healthy brain, healthy bones, and be able to produce children and go on from there. The surgery, male parts are permanently mutilated. Here's the thing. Kids, boys that have surgery, 50% of them will have complications, including pain, surgical bleeding, and the sexual function, urinary dysfunction, and many other things. So the damage is horrendous. These hormone blockers were never intended to be used in this way. They're off-label, and they're destroying people. That's why several countries in the UK have stopped doing it. They're not stopping here because there's too much money involved. So I work with when a parent contacts me, I try to get the parent to look on the computer and see what the child's been searching, look at the search history, to try to find out what is causing your child to not like who they are. Because the whole process of identifying as transgender is all self-destructive. Everything you're doing is destroying who you are. So the idea is we need to find out, why do you want to destroy who you are? Because you're not making, you're not changing your gender, because that's not possible. The only thing you can do is feminize yourself if you're a boy, or masculinize yourself as a girl. So what is wrong with you? What happened that caused you to not want to be here? Well, you know, some autism is one of the precursors to this, and you don't need a gender. You never need a gender therapy. Run from all gender therapists. You might need an autism specialist, or you might need a trauma therapist, but you do not need a gender therapist, never, ever, at any time, or a gender clinic, period. Don't go. They are dangerous and will destroy your family and your child. Boom. End of, drop the mic. So when you realize that when kids are going through this, they're in a self-destructive mode. Many of them present themselves as cutting. They're angry. They don't want to have any relationship with a parent. So you've got to look at what's going on. And what I find is that many of them have obsessive-compulsive disorder, dissociative disorder. Body dysmorphia is a huge one, and nobody ever talks about it. Some younger adults end up thinking they're going through the change and want to be a transgender. Actually, they're suffering from a thing called autogynephilia. Autogynephilia is where a boy typically dresses up as a female, and that becomes how he gets sexually aroused. It's a sexual arousal disorder, but they call it transgenderism, which it's not. So if we keep sending children to clinics to treat their gender distress, we are missing what the real distress is, because it's not about the gender. I haven't found one case about gender. It's always about something else. So if we can identify what, like as an example, one girl went through this and nobody could figure out what was wrong, and I started talking to members of the family and realized that I had not been told about the daughter's father had died in a small plane crash just months before she started this, quote, transition. That's trauma. If your child has experienced some form of trauma, a death, or been abused in some way, or even perceives being abused, then this is called an adverse childhood experience. It's a traumatic event. I've had people who thought they were transgender recognize an adverse childhood experience and go to a trauma therapist and have total freedom from any distress about who they are. So you can change your persona, that is how you look, with hormones. So you just can't change your gender. It's not biologically possible. It's not medically possible. It's not surgically possible. It's not hormonally possible. It is impossible to change your gender. So we need to stop saying...
But one of the questions I'm getting, and you've seen this all over the place, is, you know, I'd rather have a kid that's marred than a kid that's dead, because they're being told that if you don't do the gender thing, if you don't do the transgender thing for your son or daughter or what have you, they're suicidal, and they'll die.
Yeah.
They'll end up taking their own lives. What's the percentage?
Yeah,
what's the reality behind that?
Well, the reality is, they're 19 times more likely to die by suicide after you have hormones and surgery. And if you don't believe me, then go look at the movie Trans Wreck. It's a documentary film, Trans Wreck. Happened in California. You know, this daughter, when the state got a hold of the daughter and began to take the daughter out of the home because the daughter wanted to help the daughter, but they took her into a group home for transgender kids, and this young girl, you'll see the story, she went out and sat in front of a train so the train could run over her. She wanted to be with her mother. She didn't want to be in that group home. But the state took her out of the mother's home. A little Hispanic girl. I've met the mother. So, these gender clinics are barbaric. They're destroying families. They're destroying children. This is institutionalized child abuse. No parent, no teacher, no fair-minded person should be affirming a child, helping them get hormones, helping them cross-dress. This is child abuse. You're abusing your child. This is destroying children. It's destroying families. It's destroying our society. They are not going to be functionally correct people after they go through this. You're destroying their ability to have a brain that develop properly, bone structure. They can't produce children.
That's the thing I bring up all the time, and I keep saying, you guys, first of all, a child at 4 years old can't decide whether it's male or female. It doesn't even know what that means. Let's start off there. Number two, if you give them hormone blockers, you know, your hormones do so much more than decide what kind of genitalia you have or whether you're male or female. There's chemical changes that need to take place in your body. It's all about bone structure, muscle mass, all of that takes place while your body is growing in your younger days. So I don't know how they're selling this lie to parents and kids. It's a death sentence.
People are afraid to be called transphobic or whatever. If you really love your child, you won't do this to them. If you really care about your child's future, you won't allow them to do this. If you really care about your child, you won't take them to a gender clinic. If you really care about your child, you won't let them look at pornography in school. You won't let them look at pornography on their computer. You will monitor their computer and see what they're looking at on there, because some of the stuff is absolute destructive garbage. And we know that these issues that they're looking at online are actually causing problems in the brain. That's not me saying. This is the research studies. And what we do know from several studies is that, you know, at least 20% is the minimum amount of people that will regret this. I think the regret and detransition rate is far higher.
All right, listen, we got to go to a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more Walt Heyer and this transition ideology right after this.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Peter, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm not going to take any calls. I'm not even going to really answer your mails. I want Walt to have as much time as he has to speak to this issue. Walt Heyer joins me. And again, Walt himself, at one time transgender, has been through this, has been counseling many, many, many people on this issue. And he's had 40-plus years of understanding what's going on. And Walt, A, God bless for what you're doing. Thanks for being with me. And this is an untreated mental disorder, as you were saying during the break, and suicide is front and center on this, because this is kind of what they push on the parents. If you don't affirm your child, if you don't go through this, then your child's going to be suicidal.
Right. I detransitioned 33 years ago, and that's when I started about 25 years ago actually talking to people who were in distress. I was one of those people who, only time I ever thought about suicide was after I had all the hormones and had all the surgery and was living identifying as Laura. I wanted to take my life. But thankfully, I got the help I needed, and that's why I'm here today. And so, what we need to realize when a child threatens suicide, then you need to take him to a lockdown psych unit and find out, because we know any child, any adult who threatens suicide, 90% of the time, they're suffering from a mental disorder, an untreated mental disorder. So threatening suicide, it means they have a mental disorder, and that means they need mental treatment. They don't need hormones, and they don't need surgery. That's only going to complicate and make whatever mental disorder worse. That's why you're 19 times more likely to die by suicide after you go through the hormones and surgery, because you didn't treat the mental disorder. And so it's important. So if you really care about your child, you'll make sure that if they threaten suicide, that they will go to a trauma therapist, or they will identify what the mental disorder is and get treatment for it, because it's not a gender issue. If you take them to a gender clinic, 19 times more likely that they're going to commit suicide. Wow. And so Michael Bailey of Northwestern University and Dr. Ray Blanchard said the best scientific evidence suggests that gender transition does not necessarily prevent any suicide. So the idea that you're preventing their suicide, throw that out the window, because that's not the case. They're 19 times more likely to commit suicide or die by suicide after going through this stuff. And that's according to Sweden, who studies absolutely every single person who goes through this, and that's their data. It's the best data there is. 19 times more likely to die by suicide.
You know, it just came to me, and I know I'm going to blow this, but I'm going to try anyway. There was a doctor years ago that kind of set this thing in motion when there were twin boys and something happened.
Yeah, Dr. Money. Dr. Money.
Can you give a short story of that, will you?
John Money, to Canadian twins, they had something happened during the two boys, and they were trying to circumcise one boy, and they did a bad job and hurt his penis, and they heard about John Money. They brought the two boys down to John Money, and John says, oh, you know, the best thing to do with the Raymond twins is to change one of the boys, one that had the bad job, we'll make it a female. And so they did the female surgery on him, and then what we found out was John Money then took pictures as the boys grew up and became older, took pictures of them and had them brothers, one female, you know, that he cut off his penis and made it vagina, and had the two boys engaging in sex together and take pictures. But that's how sick this doctor was.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah, so, yeah, he had this thing, you know, he had them engage in that practice. So here's what happened to the end result was in their adulthood, one child died from a drug overdose and the other child died from suicide. So you got to understand something. There are these people who are profiting and trafficking in cutting off genitals and filling kids with hormones are not healthy people. They themselves are not healthy people. And we need to protect our children from them, and at least until they're 25. And then if they have some kind of really strong desire after 25, they're adult, let them down the road because they're fully developed, their brain should be fully developed, but nothing before then. There is no transgender kid at 2, 4, 5, 10, 15, 18, there's no such thing. It's all a big fat lie. We're feminizing boys, masculinizing girls, and we're destroying their lives. If that's what you want to do, then, you know, be my guest. It's not what I want to do.
You're leaving me speechless, and that's hard to do. I mean, seriously, because I'm sitting here thinking about how much of a, I don't want to call it a fad, because it's a sickness.
It is. They actually said it was a fad in the UK. That's why the UK has stopped doing it, because it's become a social contagion. It's a fad. One person does it. The other person does it. Monkey see, monkey do. And, you know, I even had one coach from a school tell me about a month and a half ago that some of the kids at school are afraid to not identify as a transgender because they're afraid they're going to get bullied for not being transgender. This is being pushed. This is intimidation. These people do not, these young kids do not have gender dysphoria. These children should not have hormones. These children should not be put in a dress if it's a boy or dress up as a girl. This is how insane it is.
What are some of the resources for moms? I know there's different laws in different states, but, you know, talking to your child, what are some of the resources available that moms and dads can go read, look at, maybe steer their kids in a certain direction?
Yeah, well, there's a book called Trans Life Survivors. Trans Life Survivors. There's another book called Paper Genders.
That's a great book, by the way. I read that myself.
Yeah, and Trans Life Survivors is a great book. I think any parent who has a child who says that they feel like they're transgender, then start looking at events that have happened. I mean, if you've adopted a young boy or a young girl, sometimes adoptions become a traumatic event for a child because of things that happened before you ever adopted that child. So you don't, maybe some of the history wasn't given. I've had that happen. I've had kids go into foster care because they were bounced around from home to home, 7 homes in one case, and the child just didn't want to be who they were. Now, I worked with the foster mother and the young girl, and now the girl had identified as a boy for a couple of years, and now the girl is back. She's healthy. We worked through the issues when she realized it was all this stuff that had happened during foster care. So if a child has struggled with some traumatic event early in life, we need to understand that there's neuroplasticity in the brain that allows a therapist, not using hormones and not using surgery, to actually help the young child regain the balance and his proper identity, his biological truth identity, and not some fake hormonal and surgical identity that didn't change your gender. So I think oftentimes parents know if something did happen to their child. Certainly they know if they have autism, or if the child spends a lot of time in his room on the computer, then take the computer away. I tell parents, have the computer in the living room. Do not let your child have the computer in the bedroom by themselves. I don't even think they should have smartphones. They can get a phone from, you know, AAA that they can just call up and text, and that's all they need. They don't need all that internet stuff.
It is a major problem. There's a couple of guys that have had the show that are experts in the area of what those phones are doing to young people, okay? And you're exactly right.
They're addicted to them. And those phones are destroying our children with the information that they're getting. At TikTok is the biggest bunch of garbage. And in anime, there's these transgender porno sites that kids get involved in when they're very young. And this is destroying them. They shouldn't have access to this mind-boggling, mind-destructive. These kids will suffer the rest of their life.
Greatly.
I started transitioning or wearing women's clothing at 4 years old, and I'm still talking about it at 82. I'll be 83 in October. So if you think that it's harmless, then you get the hell off the radio right now because you're a nut job. Because it kills people. It not only kills them, it's so destructive to your family that you need to understand that this is institutionalized child abuse that needs to stop, and California's the worst place in the country
I agree with you. I think California really believing that a 12-year-old can make medical decisions for themselves. Look, I only got about 30 seconds left. Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, go to sexchangeregret.com or WaltHeyer, HEYER.com. All the information is there. The books available through the website. Books are great. I know.
We'll make all those links as well on our website. God bless you for what you're doing, and we'll have you back on again soon. I want to make this a fairly regular show. So again, thank you so much. All right, people. A lot more coming up after the break. We've got Brad Dacus going to join us, talk about some of your issues, some of your problems.